The Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA, has become a worldwide Christian sports ministry. The vision of FCA is to see the world impacted for Jesus Christ through the influence of athletes and coaches. Currently in the U.S., we have over 8,000 FCA huddle clubs meeting on junior high, high school, and college campuses each week to help these athletes and coaches to grow in their faith. For more information, go to our FCA link at tandemradio.com.
Jobs and the economy, the most pressing issues for Americans today. What would 50,000 new jobs and $25 million in grants for new businesses do? TurnUSAround.com has the answers, and you can be part of history as our grassroots movement stimulates the economy. Whether you need a job or want to start a new business, the strength of America depends on the well-being of her people, and quality, thriving businesses creating new high-paying jobs is what we need the most. Join TurnUSAround.com as we help people across the country with goals that include 50,000 new jobs, 2,500 new businesses, and free student scholarships to help young people get the start that they deserve. Join the movement. Become a member and spread the great news. Find jobs, business opportunities, scholarships, and much, much more at our website, TurnUSAround.com, where helping yourself can help others. You're listening to Tandem Radio, the good news on business. Call our show at 1-800-575-9564 or visit our website at tandemradio.com.
Hi, my name is George McGovern, Director of Athletes in Action in the New York metro area. Athletes in Action is a global pioneer and servant leader in sport ministry. AIA staff and volunteers have shared the gospel with athletes, coaches, and sports fans around the world. Locally, Athletes in Action staff are training godly professional and collegiate athletes to do the same. Whether it's a father-son breakfast, a sports clinic, or a school assembly, AIA creates opportunities for athletes to share the good news. For more information, go to our Athletes in Action link at tandemradio.com.
Well, welcome back to Tandem Radio Live. I'm your host, Glenn DeLakian, along with Peter Granich. And we have two special guests in the studio today, attorneys that are talking to us about business law and liabilities, Bob Munoz and also Judy Amorsky, both attorneys in Freehold, New Jersey.
Glenn, do you notice how good they're getting along? I mean, that in itself was something to see.
Yeah, it took a while, though, to calm them down.
Yeah,
when you know. First, of course. But you know how attorneys can be, right? But anyway, the next question we have is, why do business clients come to you most often? Now, you both have two distinctly different practices. We talked about that. Let's start with Bob. Bob, what do you see as the most common reason business people come to you?
The most common reason people come to me is because they've had a problem. And usually it's the result of not having properly planned. There's a problem with someone who's in the business, who's an owner or a partner, and they're having difficulties. The other most common reason they come to see us is every business generally has an office, so a lot of times we deal with lease problems for businesses. So that's the most often the reason they come to see us.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because I've been involved in several mergers and acquisitions and sold a few companies myself and so forth. And one of the things I found is people who consulted their attorneys early in the process usually avoided a lot of pitfalls, where if they waited till the problem arose, that's when they had a real fire flare up. How about you, Judy? What do you see as your clients, business clients, the most common thing they come to you for?
Well, two things. First, I think they want to really structure everything properly and make sure that they're starting out legally, correctly, and what they want to do in their business. The second thing, obviously, is disputes that they have either with other businesses that they're working with or employees or, as Bob said, with their buildings, their rent. I love the scripture that says settle your matters on the way to court,
right?
Because oftentimes, of course, there's two sides to every story, and the problems that businesses can get in generally often end up settled best on the way to court. I think that's a good motto to live by.
Yeah, that was a good mention, because my father always said there was three sides to every story. There's the your side, my side, and somewhere in the middle is the truth.
You got to like an attorney that's not looking forward to going to a lawsuit. Judy, I got to commend you for that. That's really good.
Well, it's hard. It's true. There is three sides to every story. And in business, you know, things can get very difficult and complicated. So you want to make sure that the business comes out with the least amount of loss. And if that means settling it, then sometimes that's better.
Mm, yeah, I hear you. You know, it's funny that neither one of you in today's economy mentioned collections. Maybe that's not your forte, but it's interesting because Peter obviously does his segment in the show, and the third part of our show, he'll do his segment on the economy. And we all know as business owners what the struggles are out there. And you're both attorneys, but you're also both business owners. And is that becoming more and more common today?
I think that I have a lot of people who are coming to me now who are having contract problems or having difficulty making their bills. Mm. And as a result, we're looking at doing some form of restructuring. So that's pretty common. There is someone else in my office who does that, the collection work. But I often have to deal with clients who have to negotiate some reconfiguration of what they're doing and how they're doing it, maybe even negotiate with a landlord or someone else to try and get them some breathing room.
Now, Judy, have you seen like collection efforts or collection form, the way they people go out and actually try to collect their receivables change at all in the last couple of years because of the economy?
Well, yes, I have. Actually, I find that basically it's becoming more difficult to collect and to actually see a result at the end. And oftentimes businesses are putting out so much money either in just trying to get it collected themselves or through attorney's fees that it sometimes becomes unproductive to even go after the amounts that are due. And that in this, especially in the economy now, that becomes extremely difficult for business owners.
Right. I mean, I guess when they go to collect, they really have to give some thought into, you know, what the return is as opposed to just saying, jumping right in and saying, here, take this receivable and go out and collect it. Plus the fact, you know, from a business perspective, you really are concerned that when you go and put a customer to collection, you actually end the relationship too, typically. So that's something you have to weigh out as a business owner.
Glenn, one of the things you hear, and I heard it throughout the years, I'm curious, I guess, what state to incorporate? Like some people may be working in New Jersey, but you hear they incorporated in Delaware for a certain reason or another. I was wondering if our guests can comment on that.
Sure, Bob.
Okay. We often incorporate companies in Delaware. The reason for that is Delaware has a very established case law and statutory system for dealing with corporations that are very corporate friendly. And as a result, that's why we often look to Delaware. Otherwise, we pretty much use the New Jersey statutes. They're pretty typical, but Delaware is sometimes utilized when you're going to do business in more than one state.
And Bob, that means even if your business is in New Jersey, but you can still incorporate in Delaware?
Yes. You just have to then register in New Jersey to do business in New Jersey.
Mm, interesting. Well, I know, you know, some states are more receptive, I guess, or more flexible in the laws. And I know I've seen different situations as well where Delaware versus New Jersey or other states. But New Jersey, believe it or not, I think in that area, I could be wrong, but I think in that area from incorporation, they're not as bad as some states, right? I mean, there's some states that are really just worse.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's correct.
The next question we have is that we wanted to go over was government regulations and laws. Obviously, the government makes a decision on something, and I know everybody in the room is smiling and twinging, but sometimes the government makes, I shouldn't say sometimes, they make laws that impact businesses. And a lot of times, I have to say, small businesses especially don't recognize what those impacts are going to be until usually it's too late. You know, they really, and maybe, we have a guest coming on in a couple weeks. She's an assemblywoman who wrote a book about how to lobby even if you're a small business owner, which is very exciting. And I can't wait till that show because it's going to talk about how business owners can make a difference. But what about regs and laws coming on? Do you see anything that's changed in the last few months or a year that could have a big impact on small to medium-sized businesses? You want to start that off, Judy?
Sure. Well, some of the things that have come up in my practice is the new healthcare plan. I've had a few business owners who were actually not able to start the business that they wanted because they were looking at that as part of a risk that they would have to factor in.
Oh, really? It went that far that they decided not to open a business?
Yeah, unfortunately it did. And I guess, you know, it really only affects those who fall within the requirements, mm-hmm. But it did in fact. And that's something that would certainly have to be considered as far as an expense and how many employees you want to have and, you know, what's that going to cost and what the ultimate profit will be.
Sure. That's a great point. Bob, did you have something in mind?
Yeah, I have two things in mind. The first one is I had a client come in this past couple weeks, and we were talking about incorporating his business. And one of the things I mentioned to him is it possible that there's licensing that he needed, And he actually checked into it and wasn't aware that he needed licensing, and there was some licensing he had to comply with.
Oh, wow.
Now, he can comply with it, but it came up as a topic of our discussion. So that's another good reason to speak with a lawyer who might say, you know, look, you might have this idea that you have to look at. But the most difficult area, I think, for most small business people are the environmental laws, because they could easily have a small business like a dry cleaner that's highly regulated. And as a result, trying to even close down the business after they've failed becomes a problem because they have laws that they have to comply with just to close their business.
Right. Go ahead. Peter, did you have something?
Yep. I don't know if either of our guests can answer, but I've been hearing a lot based on the new health care package that was passed that somehow so many things like, yeah, I have a very small business, I'm going to have to 1099 people. Like if I write something, like things I pay for now that I don't normally pay for and so forth and so on. Bob, you have any knowledge of what this is all about?
I think we're all still sorting out all of that. We have some time to do that, but it's going to be more difficult, and keeping track of paperwork is going to be more difficult.
Yeah, I think, Bob, I think you even went down to and addressed Congress at one point, right, not too long ago? And I wanted to talk about that. Give me a nod if that's the case.
Yeah, but it was a while back.
Okay, but so we have some real experts in the studio today on law and liabilities, and we're going to come back to them in the next segment of the show. I do have a phone call coming in, though, from a friend of mine that's, I'm not sure where he is today, but maybe he'll share. George, are you there? And we have George on the line.
How are you?
Good, George. How you doing?
Wonderful, 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 as always. How are you, gentlemen?
Great. Now, you're a man that's on the road all the time. Where are you calling from today?
Maryland right now.
Oh, okay. Well,
now, anyway.
Well, you must be tuned in on TandemRadio.com, listen in. I'm glad you took some time to call. I know, George, we had a meeting yesterday, and you were telling me about a couple of exciting events you had coming up. And I thought maybe you'd share with us about this week's event, I think Thursday, and then I think you have one in September. Maybe you could take a second and just share with us what you're up to.
Well, coming up on September 17th is probably the most important event for New Jersey, Philadelphia, and New York in a very long time. It's called the Tristan's Playground Gala. It's for the mission of the Tristan Shropshire Foundation, the TMS Foundation. They're raising money to build playgrounds all across the New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia corridor, and actually into Delaware. For playgrounds that children with disabilities can also enjoy. That's the Tristan's Playground Gala.
Okay.
And then coming up on October 9th, just like the Tristan's Playground Gala, we're honored to be a part of an event that is history-making. It's called the Out of the Rubble Gala. It's in Ithaca, New York, at Cornell University. It's the single largest thank you and support event for the troops and the 9/11 responders since since 9/11 in the history of the nation. 3,500 people, dignitaries, celebrities, all raising money to build a huge rehab facility for a nonprofit called Liberty Lodge up in just outside of Ithaca, New York. So, and then we've got events coming all the way through December of 2011. So these are the most important that are coming up right now, in fact.
Now, we also have one I know Peter's involved, will be at, and some of us will be there as well this coming Thursday. Peter, I think that's the 19th, right, this Thursday? Why don't you tell us about the Feel Good Foundation?
Well, the Feel Good Foundation, do you want George?
George, can you comment on that?
Yeah, yes, I can.
Please.
John Feel, he's the president and the founder of the Feel Good Foundation. He's having an event in Central Jersey. Raising money for the Feel Good Foundation, because right now John and all the 9/11 first responders are in the fight of their life against the government, and they're fighting for the United States government to take care of all those who took care of us during 9/11. He's been battling, you know, every day with Congress, and they're having a fundraiser that myself, Pete Menges, who's my New Jersey, New York, the tri-state consultant. We'll all be there, and we're throwing as much support as humanly possible. We have a surprise for everybody that's coming, too, as well. So.
Well, that's great, George, and we're going into a hard break, so I appreciate you calling in this morning. And what we're going to do is have a link to your websites about those events on our website, TandemRadio.com. And just to mention also, we'll also have links where you can reach Bob and also Judy, our guest today, in the studio on our website at TandemRadio.com. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after after this break. And thanks for calling in, George.
When potential clients Google your business name or what you do, do you come up in the top five? If not, someone else is getting many of your sales opportunities. Search engines like Google and others are becoming more important to generating new business. With more people tuning out traditional advertising, search engines allow you to show up when customers are actually searching for what you offer. You Can Be Found has a proven record of helping businesses get found with rates that fit your budget. We offer free website analysis to help you understand your best options. For more on You Can Be Found, please click the link at tandemradio.com.